basically, the first question, I just want to know, what's the reason for this convention? What's the reason for combining the Color Center with the Floorscapes?
With the Floorscapes, the simple answer is we want to get closer to the customer. Mm-hmm. By having two separate conventions in the past, it was very limiting for us to bring all the territory managers in.
Right.
We always had the opportunity to bring the senior management in, but sometimes the senior management didn't have the knowledge down to that dealer level. Mm-hmm. By bringing the two groups together, we now have the ability to bring in more TMs because we have more people. So
right.
The ratio for salesperson to dealer is a reasonable one. And we really want, I mean, our goal is to have the territory manager who knows the dealer,
right.
With the dealer here, seeing it for the first time, to be able to sell them on all the new programs and so forth. So it's really just to get closer to the customer. That was the main reason for combining the two showrooms. And this year was a little bit challenging because we're a little bit limited on space, and that's why we only brought in the Color Center Elite and Floorscapes.
Right.
Next year, of course, it's the total Color Center membership as well as the Floorscapes membership.
Right. Okay. And what's a good reason for retailers to be at this show? Do you guys want to, I mean, I see you have a lot more training, you have a lot more products. I mean, is it the whole package?
It really is the whole package. I think, you know, one of the themes that it's not really a tagline per se, but it's just an idea. The idea is kind of turn the page. We sort of see, you know, we know that, the retailers have been really challenged over the last, two or three years, business conditions everywhere, every industry, obviously. And, but now we're starting to see it kind of bottom out. Everyone has gotten their cost, under control because they've been forced to. They've had to reduce, expenses and staff and get it down to a moderate level. But now as we start seeing the hopefully eventual uptick in business, it's kind of the idea of, hey, it's time to turn the page. It's time to, commit to new programs. And I would also say that it's a little bit of less is more. We've scaled back some of our introductions. We don't throw 1,000 things to the dealer. We're trying to be very focused, so fewer things and much deeper in content. And I think the retailers appreciate it. I mean, the investments that they're going to be making this year are less, but they're more meaningful because we're very targeted and tactical in our wear dated. We're very targeted and tactical in the Everstrand Soft BCF line that we launched really this year, and we're continuing in 2010. Of course, Sirona's been huge. The new Scotchgard wood, it's really just one system, that new merchandising mm-hmm. system, focusing on the, Mohawk and Scotchgard brand. So fewer things and deeper. So it's all about value.
Okay. And do you see soft surface or hard surface being a sort of bigger in 2010?
Well, I mean, at the moment, we probably see soft surface being a little bit bigger.
Okay.
The soft surface as a category has probably gained a little bit of share relative to hard surface. Hard surface was really big in with the builder business. So as the builder business has been really challenged over the last couple years, it's been a little bit more difficult on the hard surface side. Also because consumers are looking for value, and hard surface can be a little bit more expensive with labor and the product itself. Been a little bit more trend to, let's just carpet that bedroom or carpet the living room. So we sort of see that continuing in 2010. Mm-hmm. Obviously, as the builder business comes back, the hard surfaces business will continue to come back as well.
Right. Now, do you see, because I know some people are saying, residential has had its dark days, it's getting better. Do you think commercial is going to start having trouble, or do you think that's going to keep picking up? Or?
Well, I think pretty much everybody's projected commercial to still be challenged in 2010. We're definitely projecting, a mild decrease or a decline in business.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to, brace for the commercial. So you're probably right. Relative to, as the residential starts picking up, you'll probably see a small decline
okay.
in commercial. It typically lags residential.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a little bit more challenged in 2010.
Okay. And then if a retailer, they're having trouble this year, it's a challenging time. What would be a piece of advice you would offer them, or that as a company you would offer them to get back, in the black, or at least get moving again?
Well, I think one of the things we're stressing at this market is our business training, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Manny said it in the general session, which is, one of the things that we're asking the retailers for this year is their time, which is a very difficult thing. But if they invest in developing a plan and really working the plan, that's really what we think is going to lead to a much better success. And we've got, four modules that are built around, sales performance, optimizing their hiring and coaching, working with their financial managements and so forth. So we're giving them the tools to be able to kind of just sort of step back, hopefully take a little bit of time out of their business to, you know, make that plan and then really work that plan. And then hopefully that will lead to stronger margins, stronger profitability for them and so forth. So that's going to be a key thing, a key theme at this particular market. So
then on the whole, you see 2010, it'll still be challenging, but maybe not as challenging as 2009.
Yeah, I think we're looking for modest upticks in both dollars and units, certainly on the soft surface side. Probably flat to slightly up on the hard surface side. Again, a lot depends on the new home construction and so forth in terms of the builder market. But you know, all in all, I'd say cautiously optimistic. You know, nobody's expecting the hockey stick return.
Right.
You know, where it's going to be rapid return. But there has been 18 months, maybe 24 months of sort of pent up demand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because carpet and product, you know, that kind of stuff does wear out. So hopefully that'll be in our favor. A little bit of consumer confidence will be in our favor. Hopefully the unemployment now is starting to, you know, obviously get lower and lower each month. So that's kind of working into our favor. As long as consumer confidence is up, interest rates stay low, you know, I think we'll be, again, cautiously optimistic.
Okay. And then finally, I noticed that you guys, at least during the general session, you had a much greater focus on social media revolution and how important that is. Can you speak a little bit about Mohawk's efforts in that?
100%. I mean, we knew that social media was, you know, gripping the nation. We knew that we needed to participate in it. When we put together the Smart Strand Challenge in 2009, that was really, it kind of served multiple purposes. It served, obviously, the, you know, creating a lot of PR and trade buzz, and
right,
everyone, you know, really got engaged and had a good time with it. But in addition to that, it provided us with a personality that we could put on Facebook, and that's really what you need. If you've got a company that's just out there talking about themselves, no one really cares.
Right.
But if you've got a personality that can be integrated and engaged, that's sort of the liftoff, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, now we've got momentum with Rico, and we're going to continue that with Chip and Tanya, and really creating personalities built around the Mohawk brand. But the social media revolution, we are going to incorporate it in everything that we do. So you'll see it connected to our Mohawk Flooring website, where consumers will be able to literally find product or inspiration that they like and send it over to Facebook and then share it with their friends. We're making that connection with the dealer website program, where the dealers that have signed up on our dealer website program will also have the Facebook and can do the same thing with their product gallery, which is our product gallery, and share with friends. We've devoted a lot more resources just internally to being able to respond to Twitter and Facebook and kind of keep, you know, so we're walking before we run, but I think we're probably the most aggressive at social networking relative to all of our competition. And we've got, you know, Michael Cheek, who's really, you know, he understands it, he's running it, and he's done an enormous job for us over the last, you know, 2 years. So,
So you just see the internet's influence increasing in shopping and retail?
Oh, yeah, totally. In fact, I know this is an audio interview, but probably if I can kind of draw a picture just mentally of a funnel. And if for any of the marketing teams out there, most of people have seen the traditional funnel. And at the large end, that's kind of the awareness. And then at the smaller point, that's the purchase, really. That's
okay.
At retail. So it's how do you get awareness of your brand with the consumers and then drive them through that funnel, you know, that filtering process all the way down to where they purchase. Well, somewhere in the middle of that funnel is the shopping and planning phase. That really now is dominated by online.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we're still providing resources for awareness, but we're allocating more resources for that middle of the funnel. We want to own and dominate online with our brand. When a consumer goes to Google or goes to Yahoo and is searching for flooring, we want to be the first ones to come up, be able to provide a real great positive consumer brand experience on our website, make the shopping discovery phase very simple for them. Hopefully they can share it with Facebook or whatever, or just, you know, download it into their personal gallery. And then from that middle part of the funnel, directing them into our retail partner stores, that's where we're spending all of our emphasis. So it's dominate online, where they're planning and shopping, which is what everyone's doing. Of course, they're shopping offline, and that's where, again, guiding them into our retail partner stores. I mean, that is 100% of our focus. We haven't given up on awareness. We've just kind of redirected our energies and monies in the middle of that funnel and at the end of the funnel.
All All right, that's all the questions I had.
Good deal.
Perfect.